prejudiced political power brokers now trying to hang a liturgical lock on this nation's spiritual inception as a Christian entity had best beware of history's recurrent habit of self-correction. Much like proof that appears to be surfacing now. For starters, let's not forget the Native American tribes who were here when the Holy Roller conversionists first set out to civilize the, quote, savages, unquote, who helped them survive the rigors of this untamed land they'd come to conquer. The Amerinds' own religion taught them to respect and preserve what nature had provided, but their fortune-hunting Christian conquerors were determined to despoil. One hesitates to contradict historic errors that have, for some, become part wish prejudice and nationally accepted misstatements. But when facts surface, despite repetition to the contrary, truthful contradiction must intercede, like it or not. As recorded by Joshua Brown in 2015, a Jew named Chaim Solomon arranged financing to keep the Continental Army alive during the darkest days of the Revolution, and also helped found this country's first national bank. His linguistic abilities helped him convince Hessian mercenaries to desert the British in key battles, and he was imprisoned, but managed to escape, and according to General George Washington, literally provided the Continental Army with funds when congressional coffers were empty. His fundraising, as reported by the Commander-in-Chief, literally became central to the eventual colonial victory and the crucial siege and battle of Yorktown, which forced the British surrender by General Cornwallis. When asked by Washington what recompense he wanted for his generosity, Solomon answered, quote, nothing, unquote, for himself, but recognition for members of the Jewish community for their service to the nation, unquote. For which Washington had the Star of David emblazoned on the official Great Seal of the United States, where it is still imprinted. Before the War of 1812, when the United States literally had a skeletal navy, Barbary pirates in the Mediterranean Sea sought to take advantage and prey on the new nation's ships. In a daring raid on Tripoli, the Americans forced an end to the attacks. The monument to their brave accomplishment is America's oldest, now at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. Among the bodies of the battle's six mortal casualties contained in the monument is one of Jewish ensign Joseph Israel. The point made here is a simple truth. No group or singular religious sect can claim preeminence of their devout practice or belief in this nation of many or no religious persuasions. Any person, sect, or broker of political power seeking ascendance for whatever unconstitutional purpose should quickly and firmly be ordered to desist. In the process, they should be shown the pattern of the 13 stars depicting the colonies that became our first states, placed atop the Great Seal of the United States by the very first American president to honor this nation's religious diversity. God willing, it always will.